8:36 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday. Bronson Rasmussen, our news director, is here. Hi, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. And it's the last Friday of May. It's going to be June on Monday. This month flew by.
Yeah, it did. And we're coming out of what was really a crazy, can I use the word crazy?
Yeah, why not?
news week for local news, mm-hmm. and it has continued even through this morning. I'm sure that for our Tri-County Insider Week in Review report, you were even compiling some information this morning.
Yes, I was.
especially when it comes to the most interacted with news stories. But we're not going to do that yet because we need to talk about the top stories of the past mm-hmm. week in Tri-County Insider News. So why don't you get us started there?
Well, our top story happened on Wednesday, and it has to deal with the court case with former City of DuBois employee Roberta Bobby Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
We originally reported she was having a change of plea hearing. She originally pled not guilty, so there's only a couple ways that could go.
Right, to change it.
At which we found out that she pled guilty to counts 5 and 8 of the original indictment. Count 5 included the fraudulent misuse of more than $5,000 in City of DuBois funds in 2021. And count 8 was a financial transaction that consisted of $28,000.
Mm.
So she pled guilty to both of those, and at which point she must pay restitution and acknowledge responsibility for the theft as a part of that plea. Now, each of these counts does have a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison, a fine of up to $250,000, and 3 years of supervised release on top of that restitution. Of course, sentencing did not happen Wednesday. That's going right. to be happening in September, I believe September 22nd at 1:30 in Johnstown.
And likely those maximums probably won't be what is dealt out during sentencing, but just mm-hmm. have to wait and see.
We'll have to see what was a part of this plea
sure.
and what really the government promised as part of their end, which
kind of a deal was struck there. So
will be said during sentencing.
Yeah. There's little doubt that, that would be the top story mm-hmm. of the week. It also included a road trip for you, Bronson, right? to Johnstown, to the federal courthouse. All right. What do we have as, maybe a close runner up?
I don't know if it's close.
Okay,
I don't think anything
right.
will get close to that
but
one until September.
Up.
But
there you go.
Runner-up is an unfortunate accident that happened on Memorial Day in Warsaw Township.
Oh, yeah.
A 25-year-old man was killed during this accident. Jefferson County Coroner Greg Furlong confirmed that 25-year-old Gage Rowe, he was working underneath a vehicle at a Mill Run Road residence when it fell and pinned him underneath.
Mm.
Family members discovered him later in the day when he did not show up to a family gathering.
Yeah, and such a dangerous situation. I understand it was just jacks that were holding up the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And a very, very sad story. How about a third story in our top category?
This third one will consist of 4 stories.
Okay.
This whole saga that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
And it all started last Thursday where the Clearfield Borough Council, they canceled their meeting for, I believe it was
last Thursday,
21st,
right?
Last Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at which point they said it was because of threats being sent their way, alleged threats and harassment. At which point in our report, we had a statement from Clearfield County District Attorney Ryan Sayers, who said that there was no threat that was actually perceived on his end, no legal definition mm-hmm. of threat
right.
at least. And while they were harsh in language, he says that they are taking the matter seriously. And that kind of died down until it was Wednesday, and we had learned that both the Clearfield Borough's mayor and a council member are resigning following all of this controversy
mm-hmm.
with all the messages being sent their way, the claimed harassment and threats. And a lot of it does stem from what we've been told from the ongoings with the dissolution of the Clearfield Regional Police Department.
Right.
So with this decision, both the Clearfield mayor and one of the council members have put in their resignations. Mm. Council member resigned. It was last Wednesday, or this past Wednesday, and the mayor is resigning effective June 1st. And then that leads into yet another story coming out yesterday, where the Clearfield solicitor called out DA Ryan Sayers over his alleged inaction over the alleged harassment. He says that DA Sayers failed to protect any of the elected officials in this case, saying that they faced months of harassment, and from this, the charges that could have been sent against these people, he says, also was allegedly blocked by Sayers. Mm. So now the solicitor wants the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office and state police to take over the investigation as a whole. So that way there might be some sort of resolution with the harassment, which leads us into what we found this morning and last night, where DA Sayers responded to all of that. And he said what I mentioned earlier was he did not find any legal threats or legal harassment in the what he says was only a singular message that he was shown and was given to police. He did say if more messages are turned over to police, then it could definitely be defined as harassment. But so far, that has not happened. And from that, he also denied claims that he used a slur towards a council member. There are claims of that out there. And ultimately, he does say that, yes, he is partial towards the Clearfield Regional Police Department. He was here in for contact with the groups, mm-hmm. save the Clearfield Regional Police Department. And yes, while he is for them, he says that that will not interfere with his duties as the district attorney.
Okay. This has all the classic indicators of a developing story.
That it does.
I think we'll probably be talking about this one next week at the same time.
We'll see whatever comes out of this, definitely.
See what the status is at that point. All right, let's quickly move into the most interacted with stories mm-hmm. of the past week. I have a feeling there's going to be some tie-ins with the ones you already talked about.
There were those ones definitely before would have been the most interacted, but ones that we haven't talked about with is an event that comes back to Dubois once again this weekend, and that's Kick the Stigma.
Yes.
It's happening in the Dubois City Park tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be plenty of things there for everyone, including food trucks, live music, speakers, kickball and pickleball tournaments, face painting, basket raffles, and activities really meant to bring everyone together and kick the stigma mm-hmm. of mental health, and really to let everyone know there is a place for them and everyone is supportive.
Yeah, emphasizing the day of wellness, and that's happening tomorrow. We've mentioned it several times here on your morning connection mm-hmm. today. Quickly, we have another most interactive sure. with story.
This one comes from the Brockway School Board. They yes. approved their 26-27 budget. However, there will be an increase in taxes with that. Mm-hmm. So from Jefferson County, it will increase to 1.12 mils and 0.02 mils in Elk County. Board members say that this is really due to increasing expenses in special education mandates, cyber charter expenses, and the increased cost of technologies, leading to over a $2 million deficit, with the budget going up about 8% from last year.
Okay. Well, Bronson, before we let you go, we have to get, it is a necessity. We have to hear your choice, mm-hmm. Bronson's choice, for the best story of the week. What is it this week?
Well, while this was a busy news week, it was also a shorter one. We had a holiday on Monday, Memorial Day.
We did.
And I want to just point out, of all the services that were done in the area, the two that we did on Tri-County TV that you can still watch now, mm-hmm. and one of them, the first one that we went to, done by the Dubois Legion, they recognized veteran John, also known as Jack Garr, and we spoke with his daughter, who really said that she can't believe that this honor is being done for him and how his philosophy would have focused more on everyone that was a veteran instead of just himself.
Yeah, that was very special. And that's an excellent choice of the story of the week coming out of Memorial Day week here. Well, like you said, we're heading into June.
We are.
And we'll have our... actually, you're going to be flying solo next Friday.
That's what I'm being told, at least.
And the following Friday as well. So
somebody's not going to be here.
You can have Bronson's choice twice.
I could.
Since you'll be the only one here. And that's when we'll next have a look at Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review. Bronson, thanks for your update for us this morning.
Everyone enjoy your weekend, and let's go June.